Hey there, mental warriors. It's your girl, Taylor Reed, back again with another dose of stoic wisdom to fuel your day. Today, we're diving into something that can feel pretty darn tricky. Embracing impermanence and letting go of attachment. Ever get so caught up in wanting things a certain way that life throws you a curveball and you totally lose it? Yeah, me too. That feeling of being blindsided by change, like the rug was just pulled out from under you, it can be downright frustrating. But here's the deal, my friends. Everything is constantly changing. Like literally everything. The leaves on the trees, the weather outside, even your favorite coffee shop menu, nothing stays the same forever. So, why are we so resistant to this fundamental truth? It's because we get attached, right? We cling to our ideas of how things should be, what we think we deserve, and how our lives should unfold. But when those expectations don't match reality, it can feel like a personal attack. But here's the stoic secret sauce. Recognizing that nothing is permanent actually sets us free. Let me break it down for you with 5 key takeaways that can totally shift your perspective. 1. Acceptance is your superpower. First step to letting go of attachment is acceptance. Seriously, it's not about being passive or giving up. It's about acknowledging reality as it is, without resistance. Think of it like this. You wouldn't fight a strong wave in the ocean, you'd ride it. Life throws us waves, some are gentle, some are epic. But accepting them allows us to navigate them with grace instead of getting swept away by our emotions. 2. Focus on what you can control. The Stoics were all about controlling your own thoughts and actions, not the external world. It's like that saying, you can't control the wind, but you can adjust your sails. So focus your energy on what you can influence. Your attitude, your response to situations, and your daily choices. This doesn't mean ignoring problems, it means choosing how you react to them. 3. Embrace discomfort as a catalyst for growth. Ever heard the saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? Well, that discomfort we feel when things change, it can actually be a powerful catalyst for growth. When we step outside our comfort zones and embrace challenges, we build resilience, learn new things, and discover hidden strengths. 4. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is like hitting the pause button on the constant chatter of your mind. Mindfulness helps you appreciate the beauty of the here and now instead of dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. It's like savoring that first sip of coffee, truly experiencing it without rushing to the next thing. 5. Let go with gratitude. When we practice gratitude for what we have, it becomes easier to let go of what we think we need. Think about all the good things in your life, even the small ones. A warm cup of tea on a chilly day, a heartfelt laugh with a friend, the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Cultivating gratitude shifts our focus from lack to abundance, making it easier to release attachment. Now, let me tell you a story. Remember that time you were super excited about a concert? You plan everything. Outfits, snacks, who you'd sit with. But then, bam. The artist got sick and the show was cancelled. It felt like a major bummer, right? But what if instead of letting your disappointment ruin the whole evening, you took that opportunity to connect with your friends, explore a new restaurant, or just chill out and enjoy a spontaneous night in? Letting go of attachment doesn't mean becoming indifferent, it means embracing life's unexpected turns with grace and flexibility. It's about finding joy in the journey, not just the destination. So take the stoic wisdom to heart. Accept impermanence, focus on what you can control, embrace discomfort as a growth opportunity, practice mindfulness, and cultivate gratitude. Remember, you're not fighting against life, you're flowing with it. And hey, if you found this helpful, spread the love. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little stoic wisdom boost, or leave a review to help others find this podcast. Until next time, keep those mental muscles strong and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.